This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. There are more questions about what kind of background checks the MBTA conducted on incoming general manager Luis Ramirez, who starts the job next month. Also concerns about Ramirez's business record. Radio Boston host Meghna Chakrabarty and producer Kathleen McNerney have been digging into the story. Meghna joins us now in studio. Hi, Meghna.
Hi, Jack.
So, Meghna, what do you know about the MBTA and the executive search firm it hired to find the next general manager?
Well, we've obtained a copy of the contract that the T signed with a group called Lachlan Partners. They're a Virginia-based executive search firm. And in the contract, it says that Lachlan Partners is going to perform, quote, comprehensive reference checks, validate past performance and qualities of candidates and finalists, and conduct background checks, quote, if a background check is required. Now, the contract doesn't specify what kind of check or what exactly that they would look at to measure past performance. So there's still some questions about exactly what kind of information Lachlan's Partners passed on to Transportation Secretary Stephanie Pollack when she made the choice of Ramirez for MBTA chief.
How much did this cost?
So far, the T has paid Lachlan Partners over $93,000 for their services.
Okay, so this is important because Ramirez touted himself as a turnaround specialist. But you have uncovered financial problems at the Texas company Ramirez claims to have turned around.
Exactly. And we should say, by the way, that both Governor Charlie Baker and Secretary Pollack continue to express their support for Ramirez. The secretary just sent me a statement last night where she says that she believes that Luis Ramirez has the judgment, insight, and skill to transform and turn around complex organizations. But about that Texas company, yes, Luis Ramirez, it was the last time he was CEO. It's at a place called Global Power, based in Dallas. He was there between 2012 to 2015. And as we first reported, we found pretty easily that Global Powers had some significant financial problems. A shareholder lawsuit alleging that there was mismanagement and accounting errors while Ramirez was CEO. Now, we should say that the T has confirmed to us that Ramirez did tell the MBTA about the lawsuit twice during the search process for the new CEO. But did he tell them the fact that the SEC is investigating Global Power? Mm. Did he tell them that one of the things that the SEC is looking at is why did this company have to restate 4 years' worth of financial information and a lot of financial statements that Ramirez himself signed off on when they sent them to the SEC as required by the Sarbanes-Oxley Act? And so because those financial statements were inaccurate, there's a lot of regulatory and shareholder attention being paid vis-a-vis this lawsuit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm wondering if you can speak to how common or what is common, I should say, for a company to search for when looking at a potential executive hire.
Yeah, it's a good question, Jack, and it really depends on the company because most executive search firms that we've talked to, they have the company that they're working for set the parameters of what kind of search they want. And in the contract with Lachlan, it appears that the T would have had to say, like, here's what we want in our background check, mm-hmm. but it doesn't specify at all what they want Lachlan to do. It's very, very generic. But most corporate firms looking for a CEO would ask for a detailed search of criminal and civil litigation, if any, as well as any regulatory actions that may be pending against the potential finalists. And, for example, we spoke with James Rowe. He's with the investigative search firm, the James Mintz Group. And he said, quite frankly, that level of detailed search or detailed background search isn't standard for government agencies that hire these kind of search firms.
When you've got life safety and when you've got how critically important the MBTA is to everybody's lives and taxpayer dollars, you're going to want to have a thorough check. But I can't tell you that it's unprecedented for governmental entities not to do a rigorous regulatory check.
But Jack, I will say that Secretary Pollack, in her statement that she sent yesterday, she says that Ramirez went through a thorough vetting process. But the T hasn't yet answered questions about when they knew about the SEC investigation into Global Power and Ramirez's financial statements, or if the T knew about the extent of the financial trouble this company that he was supposed to have turned around is actually in. So no answers from the T yet on that.
A lot of questions still to be answered. Radio Boston host Meghna Chakrabarty, thank you.
You're welcome.
So much more to this story, including the financial health of Global Power and the accounting errors at the company. You can find all of that information and more at radioboston.org.